Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference. 从今天开始呢，我们应同学们的要求，把语音讲解板块分成两个部分。首先呢，我们会讲解英音，之后呢，再去做美音的语音讲解。首先，我们来看这句话英音的读法。
You're never really done for, as long as you've got a good story and someone to tell it to.You're never really done for, as long as you've got a good story and someone to tell it to.
首先我们来看这句话 You 和 are 的缩约读成 your, 类似于长元音 all 的读法 You're never, 注意不要卷舌是 never, never, 尾部是小刷音 a really done for, really 这个词我们注意它中间是一个长元音 e, re, 之后再去加 li, reallyReally, 这是英音的发法。Really done for, done 这个词一定不要发成了后鼻音的 done, 注意是一个倒三角 啊 和前鼻音 n 的音素组合。Done, done, 尾部是 n, 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 但是不弹舌。Done for, 这里的 for 不要把它读成弱读是 f。我们说到了实词重读，虚词要弱读，但是在句尾的时候虚词是不能够弱读式的，需要读成 for, 不要读成 f。Done for, done for, 注意长元音 or for.
As long as you've got a, as,
读成 as long as you've got a, 后面的这个 as 和后面 you 的这个 ye, z 加 ye, 连读同化成 r, r, 这个 r 呢类似于日本的日这个发音。
As long as you've got a,
got 和 a 连读 got a good story.Good story, 不要读成了 good, 是 good, 短元音 w, good story, 后面的 and, 若读成 n, and someone to tell it to, someone to, to, 若读 tell it to, tell 和 it, 连读成 tell it, tell it, 英式发法注意这个舌侧音只发后面的这个弹舌的 light L, tell it, tell it, tell it to, 最后的这个 to, 虽然也是虚词但是仍然在句尾要重读式 tell it to, tell it to, 不要读成了 t. 好，我们这句话再来一遍，是英音读法。
You're never really done for, as long as you've got a good story and someone to tell it to.
那我们再用美音来读一下。
You're never really done for, as long as you've got a good story and someone to tell it to. You're never really done for, as long as you've got a good story.And someone to tell it to.
好，我们首先看 you 和 are 的缩约读成 your, your, 注意尾部的有一个小小的卷舌 r 的发音。
You're never, never, 字母 r,
美音的读法一定要注意，只要单词内部含有字母 r 就要卷舌。那当然后面如果是不含元音的情况下
,your, your, never, never,
really, 这个单词我们发现里面的这个舌侧音是发成两遍，一个是和前面音素组成了一个 dark L 的读法 real, real, 再和后面这个元音再组成一个全新的音素 li, 所以这个词美音读成 really, really, 包括最后的这个 tell 和 it 的连读式也是一样的，舌侧音发成两遍 tell it, tell it, 我们还记得英音发法吗？是 tell it, tell it, 只发成 light L 的形式，但是美音要发成两遍Tell it, really. 好，我们再来看后面。
You're never really done for, done,
同样的发法。倒三角 啊 和前鼻音 n 的组合。Done, done, for, 卷舌。Done for, 也是不要读成弱读是 f. 后面 as long as you, as long as you, 一样是连读同化。z 加 y 等于日。那我们注意 as 同样要弱读，也就是它元音的部分呢是读成小刷音 a, 但是它的这个 z 和后面的 you 的 ye 连读同化成了 r, 所以说 as you 读成 as you, as you,
as you've, as you've, as long as you've got a, got
和 a 连读成 gotta, gotta, 当然这是美音发法啦。英音的话我们刚才读到了是 got, a, got, a, 美音的话呢是 gotta, gotta,t 浊化成半浊音的的的，这个浊音的话呢，我们注意这个的舌尖是抵住硬腭的部分。的的的
got a good story and someone to tell it to,
and 同样弱读，最后 someone to t tell it to. Someone to tell it to. 那最后的这个 to 一样不要弱读，应该读成 to, to. 好，我们再来读一下美音。
You're never really done for, as long as you've got a good story and someone to tell it to.
非常慢速的再来一遍。
You're never really done for, as long as you've got a good story and someone to tell it to.
那这句话是什么意思呢？首先我们来看 You are never really done for. 这里有一个词组叫做 be done for. 好像大家没怎么见过这个词组哈。其实它的意思叫做完蛋了，彻底完蛋了这样的意思。
Be about to die or suffer greatly because of a serious difficulty or danger.
遭受到了严重的困难或者是危险就要完蛋了。那我们来看一个例句。船开始沉的时候我们都以为我们要完了。
We all thought we were done for when the boat started to sink.
那我们今天早读的这句话呢 You're never really done for. 你并不是真的就完了。只要怎么样呢
As long as...
只要这里有一个 as long as 它的意思是只要那说到这个只要哈我最开始学到这个词它的意思的时候是通过一首歌也是非常老的一首歌了是 Backstreet Boys 后街男孩的一首歌名字叫做 As long as you love me 只要你爱我那大家可以点击下面底部的这个按钮来回顾一下这首老歌仍然是非常好听哈好怀念的感觉好我们再来看
As long as you've got a good story
只要你有一个好的故事 and someone to tell it to, 并且有人听你的故事只要有这些你就不算彻底的完蛋。好的那么今天的早读我们再来读一下首先是英音版。
You're never really done for, as long as you've got a good story and someone to tell it to.
美音版。
You're never really done for, as long as you've got a good story and someone to tell it to.
今天的活学活用呢我们需要用到 as long as, 只要这个用法。只要你在周五前完成作业，你就可以和我们一起去香港玩。好的，今天早读我们就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.